Okay, Mark. So I know you're not a dog person, but I have a dog story for you now that I think you're really going
to
love.
All right, just to clarify, I don't dislike dogs. I just don't like when they lick me and they kind of make me sneeze. But so
that's fair.
That being said, let's hear the story.
Okay. Well, his name is Mo the Screaming Staffy, and he lives in Flagstaff.
Screaming?
Yes, because, well, he screams.
You're ridiculous.
Oh, dear. Is there something wrong with that dog?
I can't help but laugh. No, and there's nothing wrong with him. This is just the sound that Mo, the Stratfordshire Bull Terrier, better known as a pit bull, makes sometimes, according to his owner, Kristen Allen.
He does it at the dinner table when he's begging, which is not a good thing, but something we're trying to work on. He does it when we're driving down the street and he wants to, I guess, say hi to everyone or see what's going on outside. He'll stick his head out the window or even just do it from the back seat because he wants to be up front. Or if we're, you know, out and about and sitting at a dog-friendly patio and he decides it's time for us to go and he's just over it, then that's when it comes out too.
And this screaming is what has suddenly propelled Mo to internet fame. Last week, Mo the Screaming Staffy had about 700 followers on Instagram. Yes, he has his own Instagram
Naturally.
Account. Yes. Now he has more than 50,000. So video of Mo screaming that we heard just there like a person has gone viral. And now Allen said she's getting calls from media and other pit bull owners all over the world. And she told me Mo's been doing this since she first found him, when he literally wandered into her life one night.
I found Mo late one summer night last year. I took him into my home just because there was really nothing else to do with him at that point in time. He didn't have a tag or chip.
So she took him to Maricopa County Animal Care and Control, where they held him for 72 hours just to make sure his owners wouldn't come pick him up. When no one did, she took him home with her. And it all happened right when she says she really needed it in her life.
I found him on the day before Father's Day, and also Father's Day that year was also my dad's birthday. And I lost my father when I was 16 years old and remember him every day, remember him dearly. And it was kind of going through a rough patch in life personally, and he became a total support system for me. So we kind of needed each other.
So how is Mo dealing with his newfound internet fame?
You know, I mean, right now he's kind of just chilling on the bed. So I don't really know that he notices, but at the end of the day, he only notices what he wants to notice. So.
True enough. All right, Kristen Allen, the owner of Mo the Screaming Pitbull. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.